Welcome to the Odds Breakers, number one place for shared, sharp betting information.
Welcome back to the Odds Breakers, playing the odds NASCAR style, an oval experience. I am your host, Paul Napier, and you can connect with me on Twitter at NASCAR Style Odds. This episode is being sponsored by 5dimes.eu. For a reduced juice bonus, please visit theoddsbreakers.com/5dimes and click on the banner to get better lines than the average sports books. This week we have a great show for you with info you need to know before making picks, as well as this week's free pick. This is episode 4 of the Oval Experience. Each week we will go into track facts, history, trends, and what to look for before placing bets for this week's race. Wow, what a race at Vegas. The boys of NASCAR really put on a show. And did you see those restarts? It was insane. What a great race to start the playoffs with. I just have a feeling that this week's race in Richmond is going to be much of the same. Hey, before we move on to Richmond, have you looked at what NASCAR has done for this playoffs? How it's set up in the schedule? Hey, let's take a quick glance at it. The first three races are Vegas, Richmond, and the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The next three are Dover, Dega, and Kansas. And the next three are Martinsville, Texas, and Phoenix, with Miami rounding out the playoffs. Each group has 3 mile-and-a-half racetracks, along with a wild card and a short track. Well done, NASCAR. Okay, on to Richmond. This is one of my favorites, and with this week's race being on a Saturday night and being a Saturday night shootout, it will add just a little something more for an already great race. Richmond Motor Speedway is a 3/4 mile racetrack located in all places, Richmond, Virginia. It is known as a short track that races like a super speedway because of its D-shaped oval, along with multiple grooves that this racetrack allows for racing. This place saw its first NASCAR race in 1953 under its old 0.542-mile configuration. Prior to that, it housed open-wheel events that started well before World War I. Well, maybe not well before. In 1964, Richmond Fairground Speedway would have their first race under temporary lights, and it would be 24 years later in 1988 that the lights became permanent, and the racetrack would grow from its little over half-mile configuration to its current 0.75-mile track. Current drivers who have had the most success at Richmond are Kyle Busch. He leads all drivers with 6 career wins. Hamlin, Johnson, and Harvick each have 3 apiece. And Logano, Bowyer, and Kurt Busch each have 2 wins. Quick side note. Of all those 8 drivers, 7 are currently in the playoffs contending for the Monster Energy Cup trophy. Drivers to watch for this weekend. Kyle Busch has been dominant since 2011 with an 8.3 place average finish, 4 wins, and 2 runner-up place finishes. Brad Keselowski has an average finish of 11.8 since 2011 and a 7.4 average place finish in his last 5 with no finishes outside of 11th. Next is Kevin Harvick with an average of 7.5 since 2011 with 2 wins and 2 runner-ups as well as 10 top 5s. He hasn't won there since 2015 though. One more guy is Joey Logano who has an average of 10.6 since 2011 and has 11 top 10s during that time. Top 5 drivers in the last 5 races. Logano has an average of 4.6, Harvick an average of 6.2, Hamlin 6.4, Kyle Busch an average of 7, and Keselowski has an average of 7.4. 5dimes.eu has some plus money head-to-head matchups with Harvick, Hamlin, Keselowski, and Logano. So there should be some opportunities for us to continue our plus money ride and pick a winner this week. One guy who I have not mentioned yet is Martin Truex Jr. He is the defending race winner here, and in his last five, he has led almost 700 laps, and he has two top fives and three top tens. However, he's been a little bit hit or miss, having a finish of 14th and 20th in those races as well. Might be one to avoid. I'm passing on him this weekend. Drivers to avoid. And I'm only looking at playoff drivers to avoid, or possibly pick against. Erik Jones just doesn't seem to have this place figured out yet. In his last five, he has one top 10 and an average finish of 16.4, along with a DNF. Alex Bowman has ran three races at Richmond with an average of 15.67, with no top fives or top 10 finishes. And finally, William Byron has three career starts with an average finish of 15, with no top fives or top 10s as well. One last thing before I forget in these head-to-head matchups. I would stay away from any of these that are playoff drivers versus non-playoff drivers. They are just running two separate sets of circumstances, and these guys are driving for these days. So let's move on to this week's free pick. This week, I'm looking at a bold prediction. As always, here comes some facts that will back this up. I like the matchup of Kyle Busch minus 155 versus Kevin Harvick at plus 125. With all that we talked about before with the success of the Shrub at this place, you would almost be crazy not to pick him here in any matchup. However, there is one matchup I would not pick him in, and this is the one. In Harvick's last five, he has four top fives. Busch has two top fives during the same time. Yes, they're both wins. Harvick has won the last two poles at Richmond. Now, it doesn't really matter where you start. However, if you are starting up front, you are less likely to get taken out by someone else's garbage. And remember, this place races like a super speedway. I just feel that looking at the numbers, I'm leaning towards Harvick here in a small 10-unit wager to take the head-to-head matchup here. One more thing. Just glanced over my notes and thought I would add this. These drivers have not finished any worse than 15 in the last five Richmond races. Keselowski, Johnson, Logano, and Harvick. Knowing that makes me feel even better about this week's free pick. Want more info and free picks for this week's race? Visit www.theoddsbreakers.com and click on the link for this week's race. If you like what you heard, shoot me a message on Twitter at NASCAR Style Odds. Hey, even if you don't like it, let me know what I can improve on. Constructive feedback is welcome. Thank you for subscribing, downloading, and listening to Playing the Odds NASCAR Style. Until next week, keep researching, keep winning, and have fun.